Imwe Sam is in shock. Her son's family was on the boat that sunk off the Syrian coast on Thursday. They have buried 9-year-old May and 6-year-old Maya. But their two brothers and mother are still missing.
They brought me the two kids dead. What about the others? Will they bring the others to me? I can't say more than this. My heart is broken.
It's the deadliest migrant boat tragedy in Lebanon in years. Passengers were hoping to reach Europe and a better life. Families and friends waited at the border with Syria as the dead and few survivors were brought home. Not all were Lebanese. Some were Palestinian and Syrian refugees. But all share the same story, one of poverty and desperation.
If I get the chance, I will leave. If there is a boat here right now, I will get on it with my two children.
Lebanon's economy began to spiral 3 years ago. The political elite, blamed for decades of mismanagement and corruption, have still not agreed on a recovery plan.
Poverty is what pushed Wissam to sell a property and his house to go on the boat. And then he lost his wife and children. Our government doesn't care about the people and their living conditions.
Just a few months ago, a migrant boat sank while being pursued by the Lebanese Navy. Dozens of people drowned. Many of them are still missing.
Wissam risked everything, knowing that there was a 70% chance the boat would sink. That's how desperate he was.
Many of those who attempt the journey are from the impoverished north, which has been neglected by successive governments. Despite the dangers, migrants continue to leave from the shores of northern Lebanon. The United Nations says the number of people who departed or tried to has nearly tripled since 2020. It says so far this year, the number is nearly 3,500, but security sources tell us that's a conservative estimate. And it's no longer just young people. Whole families are trying to escape what many here say is a hopeless situation. Zena Khudr, Al Jazeera, Northern Lebanon.